Hey everybody, welcome
to Mixtape Monday.
This is a bonus segment of Dope Nostalgia where we meet and chat with friends who enjoyed the entire mixtape tour with us, featuring New Kids on the Block, Salt and Peppa, and Vogue, and Rick Astley.
Let's go.
Welcome to the
Well, I guess we'll just get right into it. Welcome to Dope Nostalgia's Mixtape Monday, guys. This is Smooth and Bird, Tracy and Amy. Thank you for taking the time to hang out with me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
We had some adventures this summer, especially you two, because as far as I know from all of my friends, you guys went to the most shows.
We actually did not. There were people that actually went
there. Yeah.
Well, of the people I know, I think you guys went to the most.
Probably. But my husband doesn't believe me when I told him that a lot of people went hard this tour. Mm-hmm. You know, I think pandemic and, you know, life changes for people, not knowing if we're going to have a tour again for whatever reason. I mean, people were able to save money during the pandemic. To afford more tickets. So, I mean, for me personally, that's one of the reasons why I went hard, that and personal loss in the family. So
it was just a rough couple years in, you know, so many ways for you.
Absolutely.
And others. So it made sense that everybody jumped on the happiness train.
Absolutely.
It worked. It was all that I thought it was going to be and more.
Exactly. Now, I'd like you to tell the listeners who your favorite new kid is, starting with Smooth.
I'm a Donnie girl. Even though I was swerving in that Joe lane this time, like, wow. But I swerved back.
But, well, start at the beginning, you were.
Like, back in when.
Yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day, I was a Jordan girl.
Oh.
With strong Donnie tendencies, like I pierced my nose because he did, you know, I did all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But then with the reunion and everything, it was Donnie all the way. But don't tell him.
He doesn't know, right? Yeah, right.
He knows everything.
I'm pretty sure he knows that he's also my favorite new kid. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I was in the Danny lane for like the Magic Summer Tour. Mm-hmm. And then I went back to Donnie, like, because I mean, he was getting all hard and I don't think I was scared of him. I just was like, didn't feel like he was as lovey cute as he used to be.
Yeah.
And I felt like Danny needed more attention.
Oh.
And anyways, after the reunion, I'm still Donnie with a side of Danny, but as the same with Smooth, this tour, number two, is solidified Joe.
Number two.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Danny. I just.
Joe put it out there.
He brought it.
Every night.
Woo. And he brought it in the meet and greets too. He was just Mr. Personable.
Yeah, he was really lovely. I didn't know what to expect from Joe because I never really thought about it much. Like when we're doing like the first meet and greet there, the one that I did with you, our first picture together, Bird, the Barstool night for me. And I was just like, he was really sweet and stuff. And I just didn't, it's weird when you look at him because the eyes get you right away.
Absolutely.
Like the bluest eyes I think I've ever seen, like boom, right? So, and then you kind of get like, a little, you're already tongue-tied because it's a new kid, but like, yeah, that threw me off.
The eyes is
actually fits in with part of our story, but I don't know if you want me to skip around or not.
I love stories.
Well, regarding you've already talked to Anna and Ness, and I know you've talked to Rebecca and Chrissy, but I know that part hasn't aired. So people, depending on what order you do this in, you guys have already talked about the Meow Meow crew and
yeah,
and the ears and all of that ongoing nonsense. But it was actually in Lexington later on in the tour at the end of June when I was wearing the ears and Joe said, "Hey, so is this kind of some kind of like sisterhood or something?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, actually, it is." And I said, "It's the NKOTB Meow Meow crew." And he's all, "It's the NKOTB Meow Meow crew?" And I'm all, "No, not just NKOTB Meow Meow crew on Instagram. Follow us." And then he's all, "Oh, so you didn't mean to say." I said, "I started, okay? It was your eyes, damn it. Stop." And then I turned away from him.
You didn't tell him about the new Southwest deals?
Just made, yeah, no, stop.
You didn't get those deals this time. They weren't that good.
They weren't that good.
No.
Eyes do make you nervous.
Yes, they do.
Oh.
I think all the guys made me nervous. How was your meet and greets, Smooth?
Mine were good. My first one with Donnie is right when I was getting over COVID. And I think it meant, I don't want to say meant more, but I guess for lack of a better term, meant more. But when I saw him, he was like, "Oh, hi, Smoothie." Like, he's never called me Smoothie before. But it was just like, and he hugged me real big. And I was just like, I wanted to cry, but I didn't. But it was nice. I had good interactions with all of them, but it was definitely a summer that I'll never forget. That's for sure.
I really like that Donnie knows both of you by name.
That's in a non creepy way.
No, it's cool.
We hope.
It's cool. He pays attention, right? So
yeah, like, he does. He's really good like that.
I'm kind of doing things backwards here, but I'd love for you, Tracy, to give a plug to Blockheads Unite for those people who don't know about your group, so you can find Blockheads Unite.
Smooth and I both are admins for the fan page Blockheads Unite, which has been around since 2013. It was started by our friend Becky, and then it was actually kind of before there were a lot of content creators, if you want to call us that. And the whole idea was just to have something different where we could all talk about New Kids. It really took off on Facebook for a while, and then more of the focus shifted to Twitter. We now have Instagram as well, and that's, gosh, I think we have up to about 8K followers and a lot of interaction on there. But we're best known for the game Would You Rather that we've on the social medias from time to time. We try to do it once a quarter, if not more often, and sometimes coincide with events and have a theme. But the dirtier the better.
It's so fun.
And we've had some of the guys join in and play. We've had Jenny McCarthy play. Mm-hmm. And we've had, you know, Donnie saying he can't choose between, you know, his brothers. So
yeah.
But he tries his best to give an answer. So hopefully we'll be playing again sometime soon.
Yeah, remember? It's been a little while. Well, no, it was just a couple of weeks ago, I think.
Yeah. We just did a pretty good one. And had a lot of fun, but we also part of the Block Action group where a lot of our content creators have gotten together, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Elf, Dope Nostalgia, and the polls in KOTB polls, so-called whatever, Rat Tail.
Yeah, as many, a lot of good friendships were made out of having that group assemble. And we're hoping to do another event in the fall sometime. So
yeah. Early, I can't imagine this summer without having all those people in our lives and having as much fun as we did, because Smooth and I, we had this idea. It was really mostly her and me trying to like keep it realistic, but mm-hmm. the idea was to follow the tour. like, yeah, like Grateful Dead, you know, and just mm-hmm. have this extravagant, you know, fuck it attitude. And I mean, we're not rich, so there's that.
You worked hard for it.
Yeah. And
a lot of work.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, I'll buy an RV. Yeah, husband didn't like that idea. But in that brings me to, in knowing all of you guys, and we were able to coordinate with so many people across the country and see so many friends and have so many cool experiences and memories made other than just the concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. We got to meet Fiona, the famous hippo, at the Cincinnati Zoo. Yeah, we kicked off the tour. I was there in Cincinnati for a couple of days before the tour even started, hanging out, you know, down at the arena during rehearsals, and went straight on through until we were at the last show together. And we definitely were best friends before. Now we're even closer. I mean, the minute we started out in the car, we were having therapy together and listening to our playlist and having a good time. But I mean, we had some serious moments as well. And, you know, I'll let Smooth speak about that, but she did get COVID, and there were tough times too, but that's what friendships are about, right?
Absolutely.
We had to soldier on without her for a couple shows, and it was kind of rough because, you know, we had plans
mm-hmm.
and tickets, and money was lost, and
not just a little. Mm-hmm. It was a lot.
As the main driver, Smooth also lost a lot of energy. And that was kind of rough.
It's a learning experience for next time.
That's true.
Yep. We definitely will have to get some type of stationary mobile, like RV type thing with our stuff, because moving stuff mm-hmm. in and out of places every day or every other day was just too much.
Get a couple more involved and then rent an RV together.
Yeah.
Like, go at least like four ways, and that would probably be quite doable.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a little tiring.
We did look into the RV, and it was literally like almost $25,000.
It was a lot.
And that was not including, you know, the gas and anything that like might need to be done on the road. That was literally just the RV and the mileage and the insurance and stuff. It was extremely expensive. So that's why we decided to go the way we did.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it was a lot. We drove like over, I think I drove over 7,000 miles in a month.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I am after, you know, Sacramento show, Tracy had to go back to adulting. So, and I followed my trip, because I was waiting for my granddaughter to be born. So I drove like almost 2,000 miles after that. So when it was all said and done, it was a lot of miles.
Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was so, super exciting. Sweet moment.
Not much I will miss a New Kids concert for, but having a granddaughter derailed my tour a little bit because she came a little late.
Uh-huh.
So, but it's very exciting.
I remember that being discussed, that she was supposed to be here by now.
Yeah, I was like, little girl, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I jokingly told my son and his wife, I'm like, you guys didn't ask me if you could get pregnant on a tour year. He thought it was funny. But yeah, it's nice.
It's definitely a highlight of the year, of your life.
Oh, definitely my life. Definitely.
And it was really cool too when Adrian dropped me off at your guys' hotel to get ready for that first day, because just seeing you guys in person for the first time was so exciting.
It was so emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, you know, these people, like, we've talked for and zoomed and all this for so long, and then it was like, oh, it's finally here.
Yes.
it's almost like a wedding. The buildup is like the anticipation is so much, and then the day comes and then you just want to live in those moments. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, it's like over and it's like, wow.
Oh, those days went by so fast.
Yeah, it was so fast, but it was, I never thought I'd be able to do what I did. And even though it kind of didn't work out the way I wanted it to, it was definitely the best summer of my life. And I'm so thankful for everybody I got to meet and being able to do it with Tracy, because she's amazing. And I'm so thankful to have her in my life. So.
And that air fryer, it didn't quite work out the way you expected, hey?
No, because we did good for the first few shows. And then once I got COVID, I was like, something's got to give.
Yeah.
trying to drive and be sick. Like, okay, so I didn't drive sick, but I was quarantined for a while afterwards in a hotel room. Mm-hmm. And then once I was okay to be in public with a mask on and all that stuff, I was just like, something's got to give. And it has to be that, because between trying to drive and then go to the shows and then not sleep a lot and then get up and keep doing it after being sick, I mean, it definitely.
Too much.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, we got a few shows in. But next time, forget it, because it's on. Air fryer.
Hey, it did work out because the air fryer was rehomed at our house, at the birdhouse.
Oh, is that where it resides now?
Yes, it ended up here.
The air fryer has found a new home.
And we are new to the air fryer world. And we've it's game changer. We've had a lot of fun with it.
It really does change your life.
I told them once they get it, it's over.
So yep. Great. For those who don't know, basically the beginning of the tour, the plan was that you guys would make a few meals, meet up with our friends, and they could bring some food, put it in the air fryer, everybody have some snacks together. And yeah. It even has its own Twitter page.
It does.
So people can follow the air fryer.
It will remain, because it will be back.
It's just on hiatus, that's all.
Yeah, like she said, we had a couple good first couple shows, and Smooth got to experience her first, what was it, a vegan quiche or something?
Pot pie.
In the air fryer, so.
Note to self, don't cook it that long next time, though.
But the flavor was good.
It's just, you know, it's a guessing game when you put new things into the air fryer, because they don't always put the instructions on the back of the boxes.
Nope.
So it's like, okay, a couple extra minutes. Oh, okay, I only should have did a minute, not 2 minutes, because now it's kind of
a biscuit.
I'm weird. I don't like stuff even a little bit burnt. So I was like, oh, all right, well, we're eating it anyways.
So what I've learned with air fryers is I put it for less time than I expect, because I always find it's fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cooking tips, folks. You got
cooking tips from Cincinnati to DC.
Exactly. What are for each of you some from the actual shows themselves, some of the highlights, maybe your top three favorite moments for each of you?
Wow. So, the little backstory. I don't really do meet and greets. Mm-hmm. I tell everybody I'm the $50 seat girl. I hang with my friends usually like that. This tour was a little different. But normally, I'm like, you guys get your expensive seats. I'll be back here in my $50 seat. I'll wave. So you don't get a lot of interaction from the stage that way, obviously. And so I got like my real first Donnie love from the stage. And it was like, the heavens opened up. And I felt like I saw God.
How does he do it?
Oh my God. It's so funny, because that was one of my top three things I was going to talk about, but go on.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
What did he do?
Oh, he did like a heart, and then he would like did a point, Like, and I was like, I mean, you know, who mm-hmm. knew, like, pointing at you could make you feel like you saw God. But, gosh, that's like my top one. I'm having to think.
That's okay.
I don't even really think, I mean, that was exciting, but I think like my top moments with the shows were more with like being with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing like reactions, because I do miss the interactions with my friends when I'm not able to always sit in the seats they sit in.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get that time sometimes. So but being able to see smiles and, you know, like the little giddiness of like, hi, he looked at me, you know. And yes. I mean, I saw interaction with Donnie, with Tracy too. So, I mean, that warms my heart, because I see my best friend like almost like doing the same thing, like, oh, you know, she does more meet and greets than I do. So, you know, she gets more of those moments. But I will definitely say, yeah, it's my friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely one that might rank up there more than Donnie. Sorry, Donnie, I love you, but you know.
Oh, I don't think he'd be upset with that.
I don't, probably not.
I think that's part of the reason, one of the main reasons why he does this, is bringing people together.
No, absolutely.
Gotcha. Tracy, you have some highlights there?
So you don't have a third, or is that?
You know, I probably do, but I now I just got all these things running through my head. So please feel free to go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. You can come back to us if you think of another one.
Yeah.
My first one is exactly the same thing that Smooth said, and we didn't talk about this before, but you had said before, you know, that you would ask us, you know, our top three moments.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about it earlier today, and my one of my top moments was the Donnie love that I got from the stage.
Yeah.
At almost every show I went to. And you know, I know Smooth said, well, you know, you don't get it as much when you go to the meet and greet. And that's true, but I did get lucky enough to have some really good seats. My friend Christina had extra tickets to opening night, and Smooth and I were like third row, fourth row, right there for the whole thing. And at almost every single show, Donnie saw me and made some type of contact. Smooth in Nashville, we were way up in the not way up, but we were in the first level. And we were probably like about four or five rows up from the floor, maybe a little bit more. And during, I don't know, tonight or whatever it is, and they come to the crowd, we were actually on the opposite side that Donnie always comes from. But for some reason that night, he came to us and gave us love together. He's like, oh, you know, like did like this thing with his fingers pointing at both of us. And I was live on Blockheads Unite, and I was like, oh, I think he looked at us, and everybody on there is commenting, he definitely looked at you, because, you know, you're not sure at first.
Yeah.
Like looking around, wait, was it me? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, who was it? But that just showed, I mean, I didn't expect that. Same thing in San Diego. I was on the floor, but not really near the stage. But when he came by for that moment, he saw me, pointed, smiled, reached his hand out. Those little moments, I mean, are like the heavens opening up, because you're like, you feel noticed.
Yeah.
You feel important and loved and special.
Mm-hmm.
The way of making everybody feel that way.
I don't know how one man spreads his love so far, to so many people, you know, it's just incredible. And I hate when I see people try to take advantage of that.
Yes.
Online. The ones that
sometimes. Yeah.
Get upset at him because, oh, you didn't say anything about my birthday. It's like, he's done so much.
So much. For so many people.
Yeah.
For so long. This isn't like
so much.
He just did it for one tour. I mean, the man is selfless pretty much all the time.
Yeah. He gives and gives and gives. So, like, I think that needs to be recognized. Sure, I'm always like, Donnie, come on the show, but I'm not gonna pester the guy. He's busy.
Right. If it happens, it'll be amazing.
If it happens, it happens, right?
Yeah.
But
my other favorite part, one of my other of my three things is the whole D-Nice set.
Mm-hmm.
I said this to friend Christina and Smooth on opening night. After that set was over, I had to sit down and I said, I am in sensory overload right now.
Yeah.
And Smooth was just like, oh, me too. We were like, what just happened? It was like,
well, I love to be nice. So
yes, and it, but it was like we just had, you know, had sex or something. It was the pants, the remix of the music, the
return. Who knew what Flashlight could do that to you?
Yeah, right.
I know.
Return of the Mac. It's the everything.
What flashlights are all about for so
many. Oh, totally, completely,
absolutely.
And that's
and that's
by far
much-
hands down best tour ever.
After these messages, we'll be right back. Dope Nostalgia listeners, I love you and I thank you so much for being a part of this show and its success over the last 2 years. We have what's called Patreon for those who want to support the show financially. For as little as $1 a month, you can become a subscriber and get bonus content, early podcast release, all kinds of cool behind-the-scenes stuff, and more. There's different tiers of membership starting at only $1 a month. And we even have some special merch for you guys who are in it for the long run. So please, join our Patreon. It's at www.patreon.com/dopenostalgia.
Pump it up, G. Come on, stick it down. Duke is on a block with the Dolly Kahan. Foundation, the sound was old as gone. The dope, Dolly Kahan. Whoopers, wallop, twist, twist. Never before has there been more power than this. Fountain of youth into the new age is born. The Duke is on a block in the Dolly Kahan.
Dode kale, doda.
The dope,
Kukubaru, desta. Dode kon, CD.
The dope, Dolly Kahan.
It's a Sony.
I mean, from all of the Mixtape Monday chats we've had so far, when we go through what their favorite show moments are, the D-Nice set is winning hands down. Everybody considers it a highlight. It was incredible.
It's just, it's, and it, when it's in your face like that, and even one of the other good things about going to so many shows and seeing it from different perspectives is even from like the side higher up, and you see them all in unison and the way the pants shine, it's just like, you're still like mesmerized.
Yeah.
In a different way. You're like, oh my God, look at them.
Yeah, that's true. I did like that. How we were kind of like on both sides, because I kind of favor one side more than the other. And I was, you know, I was on the floor. I was in the 200 section. I mean, I was all over. And I know what my third one is now.
What is it?
I love to see. I'll try not to get choked up, but people who have never met the guys before, and just the sheer like excitement and genuine love that they have, and then you see them like after they've come out of the meet and greet, or you know, moments on the floor, like if the guys come in the audience or whatever, it's just like, wow,
seeing, you know, people just taking it in after they leave the meet and greet.
Yeah, it's one girl I saw come out of a meet and greet, she was hysterically crying and she literally like had to stop in the hallway because she just couldn't believe that after all these years, she actually got to meet the guys that she's loved forever. You know, it's
Naomi and I had a couple girls like that in our San Jose photo group.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy, we had a lot of newbies.
That's true. Yeah.
We talked about this before. Like one of our favorite things is because we've been to set to see Donnie a couple times together, and we love to watch Donnie with other people, but then when he sees us see him with the other people, that's like, because I think he gets it, like we're just sitting there like, I don't know, non-creepy way, of course.
No, but. It's the coolest thing. He loves it. You can tell. And you can see the corner of his eye. You can see him. He knows that you're watching him interact. And he loves that you're watching him. I mean, come on. Yeah. He's an actor. He likes the attention. Let's be honest. But he likes our reactions to him interacting.
Because he catches me every time. Every time. And he just looks at me and I'm just like, you know,
I'm trying not to stare, but
well, then you sit there and you're like, holy effing crap. Like, still, I mean, I don't get nervous around him anymore, but it's like Donnie Wahlberg is sitting right in front of me. He's talking to me like I'm just a normal human, you know, like I'm just one of the guys. I'm like, but I do. I enjoy seeing other people get their moments. And there were several of them this tour. I was like, they said, we've never met them before. I'm like, oh, yay. I love to watch it.
I was one of those people, really. I've met Jordan before, but to actually meet everybody was just mind blowing. And the coolest thing was too, is like, I felt like coming down and being with you two and some of our other friends, I felt like you guys were all like taking care of me. I felt really cared for, and like you guys were there for me every step of the way. So thank you. Even when I was losing my beer in the hotel in Sacramento.
You didn't lose it. We were just holding it for you.
I know. That was a messy night. I'll say that much.
But listen, you got there to the hotel safe. Everything was fine. Yeah. We had your beer. We were good.
Yeah. These were so nice. But I remember the first meet and greet at Fresno, and Tracy was in there with me. And after the whole meet and greet was said and done, and she's asking me how I am, because I'm just like, I can't believe that happened. Oh. And then Donnie's still like hanging out after the other guys have already kind of gone back to do whatever they're doing. And Donnie's doing that thing where he's doing motions, like thrusting motions to say,
oh, he's doing charades.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Charades for the Barstool people.
So he was trying to get us to guess that word.
To guess what he was doing.
So I took a cute little video of your interaction with him.
Oh, God. Was great. That's right. He did the same one every night. So if you did multiple Barstools, or if you saw somebody's video, you would know what it was. But the phrase was supposed to be, let's have a fucking great time or something like that.
Yeah. And
so he's pointing at his watch, you know, for time. People got that. And then he's doing this thrusting and people are all guessing, humping, you know, and I'm like, from behind. And this was his face. He heard me and he's all from behind. What? He's all, but what? I'm all the nasty. He goes, okay, that works. He's like, let's have a nasty good time.
It totally works. It was so funny.
It just popped out though. I'm like so glad that it didn't pop out when I was with my friend and his son. I'm glad I didn't yell out. Mind.
No kidding. Hey, that might have gone over his head, but you never know. You never know. But to kind of wrap things up, just to touch on everything. Of course, we talked about the outfits and the favorite moments. Did you guys get a chance to check out the Slugga Lounge? Oh, I know we definitely did in Fresno shortly.
This tour.
I did in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I missed out.
It was a lot of fun. And Ryan was like the perfect touch to add to the Naughty by Nature family, because he's so personable, and not only does he sing good, he smells good. And he just became like part of everything with us.
And he's pretty easy on the eyes too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Him.
Absolutely.
And he knows all about the meow meows. So that was cool. And like, yeah, he interacted with everybody. There's a video of you and him dancing.
There is. Yeah, I know.
But yeah, like the Slugga Lounge was really cool. I basically wanted to check it out because I wanted to thank Uncle Vin for coming on this show back in like 2020. So it was nice to get to meet him. And also, like, you know, those slugga bears, the ones that are on the chains, they look like they're like jewel encrusted or whatever. How do people get those? Was that part of the package?
Yeah, that was part of when you purchased your slugga lounge.
That makes sense now why people were getting them. I was just wondering where they were all coming from.
They had one that was a whole body and they had one that was just the face.
Just they the were super head. Cute. Yeah.
I like them. I know. I bet you can still get them online though at the Illtown Slugga's website.
Well, one of my friends, I'm going to try to snag one from her because she won a painting for going to the most Slugga lounges.
Oh, wow.
If I can hit her up for one.
Good for her.
I would offer you mine, but I already gave it to Jax.
That's all right.
Oh, he must have loved that.
He did. He wore it to both shows you went to.
He was super cute.
He was cute.
Yeah, Jax has been on the kids' reacts that I've done on YouTube. as well as your niece Lorelai. So that was really sweet. I still have so many more of those to put out. I've just been slow at it. The kids are like, my niece and her friend are like, we did that like so many years ago.
Oh, right.
It was like a year and a half, 2 years
ago. But now I'm 17, you know.
I know, so much time has passed. They're all like, yeah, we don't care anymore.
I know, I wanted my daughter to do one of those, but it's like she's 20 and I'm like, oh, I won't have the same effect.
Could. I just haven't had made the time to get these ones done, but if I ever get those ones done, then I'd be happy to do another round of them. And it doesn't have to be kids. Because still, like, these 20-year-olds weren't there, right? In the 90s.
True.
Still be there's interesting to get their takes.
All the people that I know that listen to this show, that we've befriended with, and how amazing it was to have what we had this summer.
Mm-hmm.
It was so exciting to like get to the hotel or wherever we were going and then get to hug everybody that we hadn't met or hadn't seen in years.
Yep.
And I mean, each and every one of you guys are so special to me that every night, like I was so exhausted when I would go to sleep, but like, you know, like a happy sleep, you know what I mean? Like just with a full heart the whole time.
Yeah.
And wasn't just because of the new kids, but the new kids high is real. Not going to lie.
They facilitated this friendship.
Ness and Anna talked about, you guys talked about the singing on the street corner with the saxophone player. And then I don't recall if you were with them, but when we finally stopped doing that, we did go to our hotel room and I got the girls from Australia and the Netherlands to play heads up with me for like, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes. And that was just so fun because of our different cultures. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we have barriers, but we don't. So, you know, some of it was like pop culture and they're like, I don't know what that is, you know, skip.
Yeah. We're learning a lot about their culture too. When we were staying at the Airbnb in San Francisco, all the girls had brought like stuff to share with everybody from their home. So like that was a cool, really sweet touch that they had these gifts for us and different like foods to try, and it was really sweet. Like like these things called tam tams from Australia.
Tim Tams from Australia,
yeah, that Jenny
oh they're
brought.
So good.
And there was like this wafer cookie that was really good. I think that one was from the Netherlands, yeah, that Anna and Ness brought. And it was just like so cool of them to do that, to share like that. I should have brought some maple syrup. What was I thinking?
Right. What the heck?
What was I thinking?
You failed us.
There's always next time. Tour.
Next time.
Actually, yeah. And like in the winter time, because up here it's just so miserable in January, I'm like, I should just make a trip down to see all y'all in California.
Get away.
But Smooth, you're not in California, are you?
No, I'm actually in New Jersey.
The home of Bon Jovi.
Every time now, I just have to tell you this. Every time I pass that service area on the Garden State Parkway now, and it's the John Bon Jovi service area. I literally think of you every single time. We're literally in that place taking pictures of everything for you.
You sent me those photos and I loved it.
It was so cute. I'm like, oh my gosh. But it's a nice thing that I can, you know, every time I pass now, I'm like, aw.
Yes, Bon Jovi's my other great passion. So
you'll have to go visit and just to go to the rest area.
Go to his service area.
Get serviced.
He has a, I think it's a restaurant somewhere, and we could find out where he lives. We can pass there if he's still here.
We can go to his restaurant. Whoa,
let's not talk crazy.
Okay, well, we'll cut that part out of the video of the
podcast. He probably has good security, but so he'll be fine.
You never know.
His restaurants. He has restaurants. Like there's one in Red Bank, I believe.
That's where right by where he lived. He lived on the river right there, Red Bank.
Rumson.
Yeah.
Something like that. I know too much.
It's
No, you're a fan.
I haven't looked at his house in Google Maps. Maybe. Yes, I have. But I think he's selling that house.
None of us have ever done that or passed a person's house either. So,
but it's cool too, because like it's fascinating to see like what the environment is like around there. Like I'm sure Springsteen lives in the same area.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he does.
I think it's pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to live up there or by that area. So it was close, but so far.
What I'd really like to do is check out like some of the original places they played, like the Stone Pony in Ashbury Park or wherever, things like that.
My daughter just went to a concert there this summer.
Exactly.
That's literally like 15 minutes from where I live. You would totally have to come.
So it's time for an East Coast trip. For sure.
There's so much fun stuff to do.
And some of our other New Kids friends live in that area too. So I know Amanda from No More Games Radio lives in New Jersey, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, oh man, that would be fun.
It's like an hour for me. Because I moved a little south, so I actually live a few blocks from the Jersey Shore house.
Oh, wow. That's a show I didn't watch on purpose. Well, I watched like two episodes and I'm like, and I watched like two episodes just to be like, okay, what the hell is this? And then I'm like, ugh, I'm done.
Gave us all of that because we don't act like that.
No. I never watched one single episode, so I have no judgment.
I did not watch it either. And that's why I'm glad I moved here after, like, long after the show was over. But Snooki just opened a store here, so I might have to go check it out just because.
And that DJ Pauly D is still doing, like, DJ gigs all over. He's, like, coming here sometime in the next month. So he still does that thing. Makes him good DJ? Money. Don't know. I don't go check that out. But I just saw it like where we were watching the Backstreet Boys after party the other day and the Hanson show. It's going to be there.
Yeah.
So on the billboards outside, it was saying DJ Pauly D.
But, he's the most famous one out of all of them, actually, and the richest. I was like, that's shocking.
He probably took that brand and utilized it in a good way to make cash.
Absolutely.
It's what you do. It's what you do when you got a thing that washes up. Don't, you know, you keep using it.
Right.
As long as you can. But guys, thank you so much for your time. And this is going to be a great episode.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. I love you both.
Love you.
And we're going to see you in less than 2 months.
I can't believe it. I just started buying clothes finally. Finally, I paid off my car. That took 8.5 years. And now I'm like, okay, this is great. That's paid for. Let's buy clothes for the trip.
That's awesome.
Paying off a car is super exciting.
That's very exciting.
I just bought a new car. I've got like, I don't know, 70 more payments. It'll be paid off.
Is that the car that you drove around with this year?
No.
Oh, you bought one after.
Long story. No, I bought one. Happened with it. The place that I bought it from, CarMax. I'm shouting them out.
not related to me. Anyway.
Yes. They gave me a rental car for the whole summer.
Oh,
so I was driving a rental car for free.
No way.
So I didn't, I'll have to tell you about it on the side, but I, so I didn't have to put mileage or anything on my new car.
So that's so good.
Yeah. And it just, it was just my bad luck. It was the start of the bad parts of the summer. You buy a new car and you have to get it in the shop the day after you buy it.
The opposite of what's.
But the good part of that story is that we got to trash a rental, you know.
Oh my God.
Country. Not trash, but we did unknowingly until what?
Oh, she froze.
Uh-oh.
Come back. It's not just me.
Okay. No, it's not. It's her. Yeah. It's
narrowed down. Damn it. Okay. We'll see what happens.
You are trashing a car. I'll finish real quick while she's frozen. Okay. The hood wasn't all the way down and we didn't know it. And we couldn't get the hood to go down. So we had to like trade the car in and get another car.
So things were just like flying in under the hood and getting.
No, it was.
It was a little bit shaky. You could see it when you're driving on the freeway. You could see the little shake. But in Texas, we both tried to open it. We had our friend Joe try to open it. We had several people and we couldn't. And then we finally get to Tucson and we take it to the rental car place and then they just pop the hood.
Wow.
But then they couldn't, we couldn't do it again. So we had to literally trade it in on another one.
Yep.
It was quite, we could do a whole podcast about the preparation for the summer and the things that happened leading up to, and then the things that happened during. We could just talk, we could go.
Yeah. It could be like bird and smooth on the road and a spreadsheet.
It could be an actual, a spreadsheet.
Of course we had a spreadsheet.
Let's talk about the spreadsheet. No, you guys can make a series. You should. Why not?
You know what? We thought about doing something, but neither one of us are really like technical people. Like you are good. And, you know, the NKOTB polls girls are good. Like all you guys in the Black Action Group are really good. And we are not.
And we feel like we're like,
So. Yeah, we didn't even really know like how to facilitate all that. So we're just like, okay, we'll just go on the podcast and talk about these things with
other maybe next
week. Your pal casters.
And we can do like Insta stories or something. But as it is now, I'm a boomer when it comes to that stuff.
You're very good at running Twitter.
I can do Twitter pretty good, but
yeah.
Adding all the gifts and tagging everybody and doing all that shit. It's like 15 minutes later and I still haven't posted yet.
I know it takes a lot of time, but I like doing the social media stuff. I think it's fine.
I do too, but I wish I was faster at it.
Just to finish it all off, just with all of the driving and everything else, there was no way I could do it. Cause I literally drove every single mile and it was just, it was too much. So that's why next time we know what worked and didn't work this time. So next time we're going to start saving that money for the next tour. Cause what we planned for the next time is more elaborate than this time. So.
Well, there's possibly Europe coming. So there's that too.
This has been a Dope Nostalgia Special Mixtape Monday. We have more episodes coming up featuring some of our very best friends in the New Kids on the Block fandom and all the fun we had together in California. We'll be sharing more of that with you next Monday. Remember, Dope Nostalgia is licensed by SoCan because we believe that artists should be paid for their work. See you next time.